You're tuned to the National News Show of Texas. It's Texas Standard Time. The worst trade deal ever. That's how President-elect Donald Trump described the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA, during the general election, at least. And now that he's just over a month away from moving into the White House, many are wondering about, well, not just the trade deal's future, but their own. Among them, the folks who live in Congressman Will Hurd's district. He's the Republican who represents Texas's 23rd, which spans his home city of San Antonio and runs west along the majority of the state's border with Mexico. Representative Hurd, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thanks for having me on.
As this possibility of life after NAFTA starts to sink in, I know just yesterday you were meeting with members of the San Antonio Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. What were they telling you?
Well, they were telling me that there is some uncertainty that is impacting markets and their industries, but that there is a number of ways that we can improve upon NAFTA. A lot of things have happened since this was signed, you know, almost 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. Energy revolutions in South Texas and in central Mexico. The Mexican government changing their constitution to deal with energy. The internet didn't exist when NAFTA was signed. So there really is an opportunity to improve upon or to upgrade. And the question we should be asking ourselves is, what does NAFTA 2.0 look like? And there's a lot of elements that U.S., Mexico, and Canada agree on.
You talk about this NAFTA 2.0. Is the future White House on board with the notion of restructuring this agreement? And gosh, how long would that take?
Well, I think the most recent remarks by President-elect Trump, he makes it very clear that he's not interested in pulling out of NAFTA. He wants to make it better. Now, what does make it better actually mean? The president of Mexico, President Peña Nieto, has made comments recently. He was recently in Peru, and he even said that there are elements of what NAFTA looks like. And so I think what you're going to see once the new administration gets in, there's going to be a lot of talk about what is that framework on how you improve upon NAFTA. And again, I think we, you know, the U.S., Canada, and Mexico, we should be talking about being partners in energy. It's important to remember that when it comes to the U.S., Mexico, and Canada, we build things together. 40% of the inputs that go into Mexican products are from the United States. That's 25% in Canada. Mm-hmm. And when you compare that to China, it's only 4%. Wow. And so how can we look at a NAFTA 2.0 or an upgrade of NAFTA to improve North American competitiveness in other parts of the world?
But at the same time, I think there is a reality that's already starting to change on the ground. I was just reading a piece in the McAllen Monitor just the other day, which said that one of the bond rating agencies, I believe it was Fitch, was telling the county there that they would have to reconsider what their rating might be given the uncertainties over NAFTA. That's happening now.
It is, and the uncertainty is happening is because people don't know what this plan to make NAFTA better. I there's a lot of conversation. People are concerned. They're taking comments out of context, and that's why it's important for those of us that recognize the importance of NAFTA and how that has helped our economies, and to start talking about what a framework looks like. And, you know, I think it's very clear that we're not pulling out wholesale of this agreement. The relationships between the U.S. and Canada are too deep. They're too wide in order to do that. And I think it's important that these first couple of months of a new administration, that there's going to be a lot of education going on. Because when this was signed in San Antonio 20 years ago, mm-hmm. the goal was to increase North American competitiveness. So there's, even from the original agreement, there are still objectives that we haven't achieved. And how can we take what we know now, take some of the agreements that the U.S., Mexico, and Canada have already made in other forum, mm-hmm. And put that on top of NAFTA? So uncertainty is an issue. The changing tax code that's likely to happen under this next term in Congress, that's going to have an impact on a lot of these conversations as well. And so the more certainty we can bring, the better off it's going to be. And those of us need to be leading the charge. And I think San Antonio plays a very important role as the place where this agreement was signed.
U.S. Congressman Will Hurd, he represents Texas's 23rd on Capitol Hill. Congressman, thanks so much for speaking with the Standard.
Thanks for having me on.